Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs bunts towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Childs for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it, and throws to get the runner. and he throws it away. That's an error on Lemonchik. Weiniger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is walked intentionally. Heil moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is one for one in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is one for one in the game, with a single. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 0 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby bunts towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. Ault moves to second. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Woods. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Woods. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. It's Blue Jays, 1, Twins, 1. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Howell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into right field. Villa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Ashby reaches third base with a triple. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Willis now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Tom Johnson now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Woods reaches third base with a triple. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Howell reaches third base with a triple. Woods scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 3 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 3, Twins, 3. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis fires to first and has Heil trapped. There's the throw to Baylor, who tags Heil for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ron Schuler now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger fires to second and picks off McKay for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Ault reaches second base with a double. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ault moves to third. Two outs. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Gary Woods. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Scott now playing center field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Willis juggles the ball. That's an error on Willis. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Carew moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.